Broadcasting from the PLA Situation Room in Roy, New Mexico, you're listening to The Snowplow Show.
Now it's time
on Prank Call Nation.
Cactus.
At 12 o'clock midnight, fuck you!
Hello, everyone. This is RBCP. This is the Snowplow Show. The best show on the Prank Call Nation network machine. PrankCallNation.com. And today, I may just do nothing but a list that a listener sent me. His name is Zion Wolf. He says, "Greetings, Zion Wolf here. These are requests of numbers to call whenever you want, unless you don't want to call them. I included some details and have some Google Maps images." I mentioned this on an earlier show. He sent me a docx file, and Zion Wolf is the last person I will ever open a docx file from, because it just seems like a bad idea. So please, just don't send me weird-ass documents. Not to complain about you, Zion Wolf, but it's just a bad idea. No more docx files, no more crazy files in my emails. Just send everything plain text, and it'll be fine. This entire docx file was plain text anyway. But he has a giant list of numbers here that I can call. Lots of Google Map imagery, and then it's just mixed in with people he seems to know personally. He's like, owns a tow truck company, sells drugs on the side. Stuff like that. I'll probably just ignore those. Because he gave me permission to, he says, unless I don't want to call them. Today's show is sponsored by Jose. The one and only Jose from Mixler.com/Jose-Bravo-1. Such a good URL there. You gotta have lots of hyphens in your URL so people will remember it better. But thanks for the support, Jose. Jose is a Patreon contributor, and you can be too by going to patreon.com/phonelosers. I have a lot to do on Patreon. Patreon is keeping me way too busy. I think I'm going to stop doing so many milestones because, I don't know, I feel like I'm in over my head on all this crap I have to do. Not that I'm not enjoying it, but I don't know. So a friend of mine got a job at Papa John's recently. Papa John's Pizza. And he says a part of their training stuff, part of their training materials, like rule books or whatever. I don't know exactly what he's talking about. But one of the rules, or one of the, you know, things, it says, do not give out customer information, even if the caller says they're from the corporate office. So that's pretty amazing. That's awesome that Papa John's is attempting to train employees because of things I've done. This means I have personally caused Papa John's to instate some little policy or rule or training thing, even if I'm not personally responsible for whatever incidents they're referring to. Pretty sure that the phone show is responsible for the whole pizza thing we've been doing for years now. Didn't it start out with pizzas? I think it started out with Walgreens photos, and then it took like a year for us to think to do that with pizzas. Anyway, way to go, Papa John's. You get applause for training your employees so well. I'm sure that rule will just sink into their minds and last at least a week before they forget it forever and just start getting tricked all the time by people like us. Hey, before I get started, just so everyone knows, like, I've been doing like nothing but pre-recorded prank call shows lately. And I know a lot of you miss the live shows, and I swear, I'm not finished with live shows. I'm still going to do live shows. And I wanted to do a live show this weekend. I was going to do one last night, Saturday night. But it was just so hot up here. Like, I'm in an attic room. The air conditioner doesn't really reach this room too well, so it's just, I couldn't do it. It was really, really hot up here. I need to do something about that. And that needs to be like a milestone goal or something. Get better air conditioning in the PLA situation room. But no, I need to start doing like live shows in the morning or something. I really like doing these pre-recorded shows like I'm doing right now. But I do miss the live shows. I will do some more soon. I'll do some morning shows before it gets really hot outside. I promise, it'll happen. So let's get to Zion Wolf's list. The first person on the list, his name is Tom. And there is a picture, there is a Google Maps street view image. It looks like he lives in a brand new neighborhood. You know, there's like lots of land, but they're building on it. And it looks like it's going to be just the gigantic suburbs soon. But I've already noticed something about Tom's house that I don't like. He has a swinging porch swing on his front porch. And what does he think this neighborhood is? A bunch of rednecks? Why would he do that? So let's call Tom and try and convince him that this is not a good thing.
Hello.
Hello, Tom.
Yeah.
Hey, this is Chuck. I live down the street from you.
Yeah.
And I just, like, you've got that swing on your porch.
Swing?
Yeah, you know, like a hanging swing?
Yes.
And, I don't know, can you just take that down? It looks dumb. I mean, your porch is not a tree. Like, you know, you're not supposed to have swings hanging from your porch. It looks like hobos. Looks like you're a hobo there. Is there any way, could you remove that, please?
Remove my swing?
Yeah. Can you just, like, can you put it in a tree or something?
Yeah.
Or maybe
that'd be fine.
Make a swing set for the kids and out and back and put it on that?
We'll sure do it. Yep.
Yeah. Because, I mean, it looks so dumb having a swing on your porch. Like, who does that?
Okay, what's your last name?
Bartowski. I live just down the street on Harbor Lane.
I don't know if I know you.
Yeah, well, no, I'm just saying you should, like, the swing looks really stupid.
Okay. Is there any other comments you have about my life that you'd like to share?
Not really. I mean, you've got the dumb ATD sign out there, and we all know you don't have ATD. You're just trying to fool everybody, but that's fine. Just the swing, really. The swing has got to go.
Okay. Well, you might want to call the president of the Homeowners Association and maybe file a complaint or something, maybe.
I will if you don't take that swing down. Because,
really,
I mean, who has a swing on their porch?
Yeah.
Quit pretending.
Why would you
is a tree.
Spend your time today to tell me, why would you call me up when I'm busy?
You're not busy.
And do this to me.
You're not busy. You're watching television. I can hear it in the background, so... Television is not busy.
Well, I'm actually in Seattle, and I'm at work, so I don't know what you're talking about, but you seem to be a genius in all categories, so... I'll call my wife and tell her to put the swing down, then.
Okay, yes, please do, because, I mean, it's really getting on my nerves. I have to look at it every day when I'm driving to work, every night when I come home from work. There's just, like, the swing on your porch, and oh, my God. What the hell, you know?
So how far are you going to take this?
I'm just, like, just asking nicely if you could just take the swing down.
Okay. Well, I'll be home next Monday, and I'll come down and... which house do you live in so I can come down and talk to you about this?
Well, there's nothing to talk about. We're already talking about
it. Oh, there is. Yeah, you call me up. I guess there's something to say, right?
We're taking care of it right now.
You're calling me up to talk, so I want to come down and get in your face about it, okay?
Oh, no, we don't need to even do that.
I'm offended. I'm offended by what you're doing here. I don't know what your gig is, but...
Well, I'm offended by, like, the swing on your porch. I mean...
You're going to stick to this?
It just looks so stupid.
Yeah. I mean... See, that's why you're offending me. You're saying... stupid, and that's so childish.
What's more childish, that or putting a swing on your porch?
I mean, how old are you?
Did you actually drill hooks into your ceiling?
How old are you?
Like, I mean, why would
how
you do this?
How old are you?
It's none of your business how old I am. I'm just trying to be
is
a good
that right?
I'm trying to be a good neighbor and take care, you know, help you fix your swing problem. And then you're threatening to get in my face.
Oh yeah, absolutely. I'm threatening to get right in your face. And put my foot right up your ass.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah, it's a threat. You can take it however you want.
I'm going to tell the Homeowners Association on you.
Great. I hope you do. I'll call her right now and let her know your... What's your name again?
Chuck.
Chuck what?
Bartowski.
Chuck Bartowski. And you're offended by my swing.
I'm sure the entire neighborhood is. It's not just me.
Yeah. Cool.
I mean,
anything else I can do for you?
Maybe you used to live in like a really low income area and just, you know, just moved out here or something and like that you think that's okay. But, you know, people just don't put swings on their porches.
Okay. Anything else you want to say to me?
No, that's all. I guess I'll just talk to you when you come and get up in my face.
Well, I guess I'm just going to call the police and see what they think about it, because this is really bizarre.
You're gonna call the police and tell
them. I think I should because I'm away from home and my wife's there and I feel threatened by what you're doing.
Oh, that's retarded. Oh, now you're just retarded.
No, and see, that's the kind of thing that you're causing here.
Really?
So I'm,
just because I have better taste than you, you feel threatened. You feel threatened by my good taste. That makes a lot of sense.
Man, go suck on a lemon.
Suck on a lemon. Oh, that he took that too far. Come on, you don't tell another man to suck on a lemon. That's worse than when that Christian guy told me he was gonna stick a comic up my rear end. Oh my gosh, Tom, that's too far, man. Okay, so far so good for Zion Wolf's numbers. Let's try the next one on the list. Her name is Andrea, and he says she will get mad at anything, so just mess with her.
You have reached the voicemail box of 50.
Okay, Andrea is not going to answer her phone. I've tried like 4 times now. She's just not picking up. It's ringing 4 times. I fully blame Jose for this, because Jose is the sponsor of today's show. I do not blame Zion Wolf in any way. It's all Jose's fault. Thanks a fucking lot, Jose. I'm just going to cross her off the list. No more Andrea. All right, we're going to call... It's time for Kevin Dean. This is another one on Google Maps, so I see a picture of the house here.
Hello, you reached Kevin. Just leave your name and number after the beep.
Kevin. Apparently his name has an A in it.
Hello?
Hi, Kevin.
Yeah?
Hey, this is Chuck from down the street.
Yeah?
Hey, my son was over there earlier, like at your house, and he peed on your satellite dish. Like he got up on a stool... And like you just peed all into the dish itself, so it's like filled.
It's not on mine. Mine's up on the roof.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. He climbed up there and peed on it.
Who is this?
Oh, this is Chuck from down the street. Actually,
down the street from where?
Well, I live on Coldstream Drive. And he climbed up on your roof and peed in the satellite dish.
How'd he get up on my roof?
I guess he used a ladder.
But who is your son?
Yeah, because he took video of it. He put it on YouTube. He thought it'd be funny. He thought, you know, he's trying to be a YouTube star. And so he...
There's no way he can pee on mine.
What, are you on the roof now looking at it?
No.
Well, I don't know. What are you talking about? Like, he's got video of it. I watched the video. But do you want me to send him over there to clean it up?
No.
Why not?
It must not be my house, so somebody else's house.
No, it's definitely your house. He climbed up there and peed on your satellite dish.
Yeah, but he must jot it off.
How can you even see it?
Because I can look at it.
He said he peed on your doorknob, too. Did you feel any pee on your doorknob when you went outside?
Who is this? Is this a prank?
Oh, this is Chuck from down the street.
Huh?
This is Chuck from down the street.
Chuck who?
Bartowski on Coldstream Drive.
Okay, well, what house you at on Coldstream?
Why? You gonna come over and retaliate?
Because I wanna know.
You gonna come over and retaliate and pee on our stuff?
No, I'm not gonna come over and retaliate. What's your problem?
Well, what's your problem? You're the one getting an attitude with me. Did he hang up? Kevin. Yeah, he's gone.
Hello, you reached Kevin. Just leave your name and number after the beep. I'll call you back soon as
okay.
I can.
Bye. Hey, remember a few shows ago, everyone had those weird, weird brick mailboxes? They do in this neighborhood, too. Every single person on the street. Like, they don't match as well. Like, the bricks are all different kinds of bricks. Like, different shades of red. There's one here that's tan, but it's kind of strange. Everyone has a brick mailbox in Kevin's neighborhood. I mean, Kevin's neighborhood. If I lived in this neighborhood, I would get, like, just a regular mailbox on a wooden post and see if people complained at me. I'd show those neighbors of mine. Zion Wolf's idea for that one was to tell him that his house looks horrible. I didn't really get that far, though, because he just hung up on me. Darn it. So next I'm supposed to call Brad Smith. Brad Smith is a douche. Zion Wolf, that's not really an idea. What am I supposed to say to Brad Smith? Want me to just call him a douche? I'll just do that, because I don't know what to say. I'm just going to say, hey, Brad Smith, you're a douche. That'll teach Brad Smith to have a phone.
You have reached Eagle Lake property.
Okay, thank God. I don't have to talk to Brad Smith. Deleting forever. So I got this letter in the mail about a week ago, maybe 2 weeks. I posted it on Phone Losers Facebook page, facebook.com/phonelosers. And I'm pretty sure this letter is from Zion Wolf. I could be wrong, but he paperclipped to the letter. This is like in the U.S. mail, like a paper letter. And he paperclipped a leaf from a tree onto it. He says, due to your non-compliance and surrendering your quanking equipment, he writes all his P's backwards. What the hell, Zion Wolf? I have no choice but to demonstrate how your actions affect your precious cactus. Paperclipped to this letter is a leaf that I slowly and painfully. What the hell, Zion Wolf? Backwards peas? Who does a backwards pea? I've never seen a backwards pea in my entire life. I mean, I've never seen anyone use it so much. But he painfully ripped from it. He even recorded the leaf's screams of agony, which you will find in your voicemail in the near future. I have some voicemails to listen to. Maybe that's in there. So, Mr. Carter, unless you comply with the demands regarding the surrender of your cranking equipment, because it's a Q, not a P, I will continue to demonstrate how much pain a cactus can take before joining Mildred Monday. The choice is yours. Regards, Incognito, a.k.a. Zion Wolf, I think. I forget why I think that. I think, like, on his email, it had his real name and something. I don't know. I'm probably completely wrong. But yeah, Zion Wolf's psychotic. I'm looking at the leaves on the trees on these Google Street View images and trying to compare them. And I think they might be the same type of leaves. Next, we're calling Shirley. And he has the best idea for this one ever. He says, I don't know, say something funny. Wow, thanks for the help, Zion Wolf. So there is a street view image of her house.
Hello?
Hello, is this Shirley?
Who's this, please?
Oh, this is Chuck from down the street. I'm one of your neighbors.
Oh, hold on, please.
Okay.
Telephone.
Telephone?
Oh, neighbors want to talk to you. Hello?
Hello, Shirley?
Yeah?
Hey, it's Chuck. I live down the street from you.
Uh-huh.
And I've been getting your mail for, like, the past week. Like, I just keep, they keep delivering your mail to me.
What's your address?
I'm just down the street. I'm in the 1200 block of...
Which house is it?
It's a tan one. No, it's not brick. It's just tan. Tan siding.
Across the street from me?
Well, it's down the street. It's like, you know, quarter of a mile or so.
Huh.
Isn't that crazy? Like, do you ever get my mail?
Yeah, for the last week?
Yeah, for about a week now, like a ton of mail. Or like there's bills and everything.
Okay, well, I'll send my husband down to get it.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Nope. Don't come to my house. No, I can bring it over.
Alrighty, well, bring it over.
But I'm not going to come to the door though. Like, I'm just going to put it under.
Okay.
I'm gonna put all the mail underneath your truck.
Like, alrighty.
I'm gonna bring it over and put it underneath your truck, and I'll put some of it on top of the tires on the truck.
Why won't you come to the door?
Oh, and I'll roll up one of them like a catalog or something. I'm gonna roll it up and put it in the tailpipe.
No, don't put it in a truck.
Why not? It seems like that'd be the best thing to do. It'll protect it from the heat. It's pretty kind of hot out today.
Well, no, I'll stand at the door and you can hand it to me.
Ooh, no. I don't touch people. Ew, yuck, gross, ugh. No, I'm gonna... Can I just throw it all over the yard? Can I just go... I'll drive by really fast in my car and just fling it out the window. Just whoosh. It'll be in the yard.
And which house do you live in?
I'm over in the 1200 block on Star Hill.
I don't think there's a 1200 block.
Oh, you think I'm just lying?
This is really weird.
Okay, well, I want to get your mail, but I mean, you're making it difficult. You're trying to like just. I don't want to.
Alrighty, just put it in a truck then.
No, I'm gonna throw it in the. Oh, I'm just gonna like throw it out the window as I drive by, and I'm gonna drive by really fast, like 100 miles an hour. I'll just fling it up in the air.
And you're coming now?
In about 10 minutes, I think I can.
Alrighty. That'll be fine.
I'm just going to throw it up in the air, and it's just going to go everywhere in the sky. Ma'am? I wasn't finished yet. All right, I didn't obey Zion Wolf on that one. I didn't say something funny. Okay, it looks like she's with AT&T for her local phone company. Oh no, it's busy. I'm trying to call back and it's busy. Who's she calling? What's going on? No, don't be busy. Come on, Shirley.
Hello?
Hi, is this Shirley?
Yes, this is Shirley.
Oh, hello, this is Roy from AT&T, the phone company.
Go ahead.
Oh, this is Roy from the phone company. We traced some obscene calls that have been coming from a house nearby.
Yeah, where does it come from?
It looks like it's in the 1200 block.
1200?
Yeah, 1200 block of the same street you're on.
Alright, thank you.
Do you want us to send our phone tracing agents out there to take care of them?
No, we'll take care of it.
No, we'll take care of it. We don't want to start anything with your neighbors. We're gonna take care of it.
I understand.
This is our turf, motherfucker. So we'll deal with it. I'm just letting you know we're gonna deal with it, and we've traced the calls. We know exactly who they are. So there, you have nothing to worry about, Mr.
Yeah. That's pretty good. I got this.
Okay, great. I'm glad you approve. We've got agents on the way.
You have a nice day.
They're on their way with bats.
All right,
have
a good one.
They're going to take care of these pranksters.
All right, bye.
Thanks, have a good day. Okay, that was a better ending. Next, I'm calling Jeremy. I have a Google Street View of his house, but I can barely see his house. It's like out in the country, and his house is really far back. He's got a big wooden fence around his house. So I think I'm going to take his fence.
We're sorry. You have reached a number.
All right. Jeremy was a disconnected number. Zion Wolf, if you're noticing a lot of gaps in your list, it's either because they didn't pick up and then other ones are disconnected. They are bad numbers. He sent me bad numbers. Only a hobo would send me bad numbers. Thanks for nothing. But don't worry, it's not your fault. It's Jose's fault. Let's take a listen to the voicemails. I can see the most recent one is actually from Zion Wolf's area code. Same area code that all these people are in that I'm calling. So, you know, maybe this is the screaming trees who were tortured. But, let's hear what this says.
Nizagata, it seems you're having difficulties in following our demands and surrendering your pranking equipment. I realize this must be a challenge for you. However, the tyranny of the PLA must cease. Therefore, I shall demonstrate how your inaction results in the suffering of your precious captive.
Oh, shit.
Yes! Tie it up! Tear off his leaves and thorns! Dismantle it piece by piece!
Crap.
Roll! Surrender your printing equipment!
Please stop!
Or suffer even more drastic measures! The choice is yours, Mr. Gato.
Wow, that was terrifying. Hopefully the next voicemails will be a little bit happier.
Hi, Brad. I'm back with more jokes.
Oh, great.
Also, this was totally Olga, so I'm not really a he.
Oh, shit. I'm sorry.
I know my voice sounds all deep and gay and stuff.
I'm going to call you a he anyway. Jokes.
In jail, convicts use cell phones. She became a telephone operator because it was her calling. Let's see. Oh.
I'm actually impressed that you have this many phone-related jokes. I should make like a page of phone jokes or something.
They arrested a woman for causing an accident while on her cell phone. She was charged with driving while intoxicated. Okay, I'm done now. Bye.
That was the best one. They sound like the kind of jokes that you would see on a popsicle stick. Maybe. I don't know. All right, here's a call from phone number 666-666-6666.
Hello, Roy. My name is Hubert Mumperdinck. I am an intergalactic being from Sector 9, region of Andromeda. I was speaking to the Disney concierge, and she politely, he explained that upon request, you are the one with the most cactus and saxophone lesbian supply on Earth.
Yes.
I will be visiting you shortly, and I expect a nicely made bed and free water for the duration of my stay, which is next 2 light years. I demand nightly walks on the beach, and I also demand that you end your next show with the song Boys Club by Ween. Thank you, Roy.
He's going to stay with me for 2 light years. Is light years even a measure of time? I don't... fuck it, who cares? I can't wait for you to stay, though. It's going to be the best time ever. You can protect me from this insane Zion Wolf guy that's threatening to steal my equipment. Because I, you know, assume that your technology is far superior to that of Zion Wolf's.
Good afternoon, this message is for Roy. My name is Alex, and I'm calling on behalf of the Church of Jesus Day Christ of Latter-day Saints, right here in the New York Headquarters Division.
All right, that one's really long. It's a sales pitch for Jesus. Thank you, whoever called them for me.
Hey, Brad, it's Daryl from Maryland. I just wanted to let you know that I finally hacked an answering machine.
Holy shit.
Yes, the Clown Sex answering machine.
Oh.
Oh, my God.
That's not mine. That's Clown Sex.
Gosh, I don't know when you're going to listen to this
message. Wait a minute. Are you supposed to hack their machine?
Message, but I am in euphoria. I must have no life because I just spent an hour and a half going through all these numbers, and I hacked it. So, if you'd like to hear what I've left on the ClownSec answering machine, you already know the direct number to the ClownSec answering machine.
I think this is a trick. You're just trying to get me. This is ClownSec calling me.
The answering service. I have changed the passcode, but I will give you the passcode just for you. One
and all my listeners.
Again, that's one.
I'm turning it down.
To hear the outgoing message that I have now put on the ClownSec answering machine. Again, one final. And if you hear this and would like to call to discuss the message that I have put on the ClownSec answering machine, 410.
I'm not going to call you.
I hope to hear from you soon. Love the Snowplow Show.
You never will hear from me. So I don't understand, though, like the ClownSec, they have a system very similar to phone losers, you know, to our TNI box machine, whatever it's called, and you're not really supposed to hack it, as far as I know. So hopefully I didn't get their machine hacked. Let's call it up real quick. Let's see if ClownSec's just messing with me. I'm going to dial the number he said.
Hello, stranger. Allow me to welcome you to the ClownSec from this... Sorry, chap, it seems the number you have pressed...
Okay, I thought maybe it was like a special code I could dial when I call into their system and I could, you know, hear a personal message to myself. But no. Sorry, ClownSec, that I got you hacked.
Hello, Bradley. This is your mother. I just wanted to call and say...
Fuck her right in the pussy.
Oh, shit. Mom's been taking her steroids. Okay. I'm going to finish Zion Wolf's stupid list. I think I mentioned it before, but there's like a lot of disconnected numbers. And so if you're wondering, Zion Wolf, that's what's happening here. That's why I'm not calling all of your numbers, because not all of them have worked. But it's been awesome. Thank you for sending the list. I've had fun with these.
Hello?
Hi, is Mike there?
No, he isn't. May I take a message?
Oh, well, this is Chuck. I live just, you know, down the road from you.
Chuck?
Yeah. Is there any way you could clean up your yard? You make it look like we're just a bunch of hobos in this neighborhood. Could you just, like, you know, fix your yard, ma'am?
What are you talking about?
Oh, I mean, it's just so messy and there's just trash everywhere. Could you just fix up your yard?
Well, I'm sorry if you feel that way. I don't know what to tell you.
There's always cars parked in the yard.
You've got the wrong number. Who are you calling?
Well, you have the truck out there. I don't have the wrong number. I'm calling Mike.
The truck? What are you talking about?
And there's a trailer out there. You just need to clean up your yard. Your yard is just, it makes us all look like a bunch of hobos.
Who is this?
This is Chuck still. I'm still Chuck.
Chuck who?
Chuck Bartowski.
Where do you live?
Just up the road a bit. I'm on 600 also. I just like way up the road. But I have to drive by all the time, like when I go to work and stuff. And
you don't have to drive by here. We're off at the road.
No, I have to. You don't know where I work. But, I mean, every time I drive by, I see this hobo. I see the hobo house. That's what I call it, the hobo house.
That isn't our house.
What do you mean it's not your house? I know which house is yours.
The white brick one?
Yeah, of course.
That is not our house.
And it's not brick. You're just putting words in my mouth. I didn't say brick.
Our house is brick, sir. Our house is brick with metal siding.
It doesn't look like brick. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's siding. It's like a hobo-grade siding.
You know, you give me your name and number, and I'm going to have my husband call you and talk to you.
Okay. My name is Chuck Bartowski for the 1,000,000th time now. Do you want my number? It's on caller ID. Just look at your caller ID.
I don't have caller ID, sir.
Oh, my God. Only a hobo wouldn't have caller ID. What kind of hobos are you?
Give me your phone number, please.
Sure. It's area code 205.
Tell me again where you live. What is your address?
Oh, I don't have to give you my address. It's just up the street, though. It's up 600, and I always have to drive by for work and stuff. And you
if
live
you drive on 600, you don't go by our house.
I do, too. You have, like, that stupid L-shaped pond.
No, we don't have a stupid L-shaped pond. We don't even have a pond.
I guess it's just water, like, because you don't have good drainage there.
Like, we don't have that in front of our house.
It's on the side of the road. You just need to clean up your yard. I mean, geez.
Why don't you come down here and talk to me in person instead of over the phone and be like a man and do it?
Well, I don't have time because I got to work today. But
well, I have time to talk to you. If you've got a gripe, come down and do it in person.
Well, I know you have time because you're a hobo. You don't have a job.
I work, sir. I work still. And don't tell me, and quit calling me a hobo.
I doubt that very much, ma'am. I seriously doubt it.
You haven't heard the last of this.
Oh, really? What are you going to do? Like, come over and threaten me with, like, some kind of
I'm not going to do anything. I'm not going to do nothing. I'm not going to do nothing. But if you've got a gripe against our place, you come over here and talk to us in person.
You know, only a hobo would use a double negative. Oh, I messed that one up so bad. But I swear, I'm looking at their street, and the other thing she described to me, it's accurate, but it's like this giant mess of water on the side of the street, kind of. I don't think it's really theirs. It's not a pond, it's just like a big water overflow. It's probably not even there anymore. But that was the last number on Zion Wolf's list. There were a bunch of numbers that they were disconnected, or they just didn't answer. And I just want to get rid of the list, so I'm not saving them. I'm just deleting them all. But thank you very much, Zion Wolf, for sending those to me. And thank you, Jose, for sponsoring the sending of those numbers to me. And, you know, thanks, Zion Wolf, for all the threatening, for the threatening voicemail. That was really great. Oh, I can't believe that hobo lady. So I guess I'm just going to quit. I want this to be like a Zion-only themed show. And I'm not sure how long this is going to be. Like, on my, according to my recording stuff, I've been doing this for an hour and 20 minutes. But I know there's going to be a lot of stuff edited out because of the no answers and stuff. Oh, crap. I just swung the camera around on Google Street View on that hobo lady. And I think Google was pointing me at the wrong house. I see, like, a brick and siding house now. Across the street. It gave me the wrong one. Oh, man. Oh, well. It worked out for the best. Anyway, thanks, everybody, for listening. There will be more shows this week. Maybe live shows, maybe not. I don't know. It just depends on what my schedule is like. And what the weather's like. If I can handle, all the heat up here in my hobo attic. Since it's a Sunday, I'm going to play a religious song to end the show with. I'm dedicating this to you, though, Zion Wolf. Enjoy this.
There is a way that leads to life. The few that find it never die. Past mountain peaks, graced white with snow. The way grows brighter it goes. There is a road inside of you, inside of me there is one too. No stumbling pilgrim in the dark, the road to Zion's in your heart. The road to Zion's in your heart.
And it's a hobo road.
The road, its waters living as they flow in liquid voice. The water calls on thirsty knees.
Quit calling me a hobo.